We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Wall Street has quite a hill to climb if we're going to see any kind of daylight at the end of the tunnel on this trading day, folks. A nearly 3% fall in the Dow and the other indexes aren't faring any better. Let's turn to Bloomberg Money Watch's Andrew O'Day now for more on this sell-off. Drew?
And Larry, we are pretty close to our worst levels of the day now. Dow falling 1,216. That is more than 3.5%. NASDAQ down 5.5%. 713. S&P 500 down about 4% or 170. The day after the Fed Reserve announced its most aggressive hike to interest rates in more than 20 years, a half percentage point, in hopes of curtailing inflation without triggering recession, Wall Street expressing dramatic worry about both inflation and possible recession. Certainly not helping the mood of the market at all is a series of reports only heightening jitters over how long the consumer can prop this economy up. Etsy, eBay, Wayfair, and Shopify all expressing concern about the slowing pace of e-commerce sales, Larry.
Drew, and I know people are tossing around the R word, recession. You say that is a big concern down there right now, though.
Yes, it is. And there's another word that some people are talking about, and it's stagflation, which is even more worrisome to a lot of people on Wall Street. Stagflation refers to a stagnant economy with inflation not going away. Both of those things happening at the same time would just be pouring water onto any heat on Wall Street. And we could see these losses sustain unless someone decides to come in and say it's time to shop for the bargains. You know how that goes. Sometimes folks buy the dip, but certainly no sign of that this afternoon.
Wow. We'll check back in with you at 26 past. Thank you, sir. Wow. What a day. We are following developments out of Coney Island this afternoon, where the NYPD says an officer has been stabbed in the hand by a suspect and that suspect has been shot. This is on West 8th Street. The officer taken to Coney Island Hospital. No word on what led to the altercation. The suspect, in the meantime, took a slug to the leg. He's at Lutheran Hospital. We don't have a lock on his condition right now. They're telling people to avoid that area because it's still an active crime scene. This is on West 8th Street, between Neptune and Surf Avenues. 1010 Wins reporter Julie Walker is headed to the scene. We will have more from her a little bit later here in the broadcast. Well, tonight's the night. The fireworks begin with the latest round of the Rent Guidelines Board. This is when they begin to decide what renewals will be for one-year leases versus two-year. On the surface, we're looking at 2.7 to 4.5% hikes for the one-year and up to 9%, yikes, for two-year leases. Folks still struggling in the pandemic already concerned that they'll be priced right out of an apartment. But the landlords are saying, we've got bills too, and they didn't stop because of the pandemic. Vito Signorelli, who represents about 25,000 owners, told 1010 Wins, renters got more protections than us. Now we need help.
In addition to the eviction moratorium, there were vast financial measures taken to protect these tenants. And during that time, building owners didn't receive those same protections. Not only were property tax payments and water payments and heating expenses due, all of those cost expenses increased during that time.
And so he says landlords are now pushing for rents to be on the higher end of each spectrum to make up that loss. But Abby Ng, who works with the group Tenants and Neighbors, says, where are people going to get that money from? The cost of living increases haven't been in step with inflation here. She spoke with Bridget Quinn on Newsline.
That burden should not be put on tenants. Tenants' lives are on the line versus landlords. When they buy property, they assume a certain amount of risk. And when it comes to raising rents and collecting rents, for them, it's a matter of profit margin.
Well, there will be a set of public hearings now where the board will get to hear both sides. We've covered these things before, folks, so chances are there's going to be a hike. It's just a matter of how much both sides are able to influence the amount. The Rent Guideline Board will make a final decision in June. Of course, we'll be there for it. Well, more coming out now about that fatal shooting in Queens yesterday involving the mother of a cop. Carol DeOria talked to the husband of the victim.
The alleged shooter is Giuseppe Canzani. He is charged with murder and possession of a loaded gun. David Aguilar, the husband of the victim, passed by the home on 109th Avenue, and he was crying as he spoke about his wife, 51-year-old Anna Torres.
Everybody loves my wife. My wife does no wrong to nobody. She's always helping people.
But sources tell 1010 Winds the alleged shooter was a client of Torres. She was a fortune teller and ran a business out of the house where she read tarot cards. The source says the shooter and the victim had a dispute that involved that business. At any rate, Aguilar said the shooter shattered his world.
She don't deserve that. I wish it was me and not her.
Carol DeOria, 1010 Winds in Ozone Park, Queens.
That is just heartbreaking. Police say Giuseppe took off in a black Chevy Traverse, but within an hour turned himself in at a nearby precinct. Also out of Queens, DA Melinda Katz says she had to go in and gut what turned out to be a house of scammers. Did you hear about this? The DA says the charges include an audacious scheme to use a fake will to take a dead man's entire house. Follow along with me here. They've charged 50-year-old Stephanie Bailey and her daughters, 31-year-old Keonti and 45-year-old LaTanya, with grand larceny, forgery, perjury, ID theft, you name it. Prosecutors accused the younger daughter of filing a fake will claiming she was the heir to a man's home in Laurelton, $700,000 house. And after the court granted her ownership, she moved her whole family in, and they allegedly took out a $200,000 mortgage. It says they also stole more than $100,000 from Russell Butler's estate using the phony will. They say Stephanie Bailey stole almost $100,000 from Section 8 using some fictitious landlord and tenant information. And then the topping. Prosecutors say they used stolen identities from more than 30 victims, including children, to get tax refunds and COVID relief checks. All of this from one big house. Somebody said, and they're probably on the hook with the Homeowners Association because they probably didn't cut the yard. If found guilty, each of the Baileys could get the really big house. That is 52 years in prison. They're still trying to find LaTanya, by the way. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. New Jersey congressman offered three words, that is, to the Garden State motorists concerned about proposed congestion pricing in New York. Josh Gottheimer says, stay in New Jersey. The congressman who represents New Jersey's 5th congressional district says he'll give New York companies a tax break if they move across the Hudson. He spoke to 1010 Winds and says, realistically, what else is they going to do? He's hitting a satellite offices in New Jersey with possible tax incentives. He also says New Jersey residents who work in the city should ask their employers to allow them to continue working from home. Gottheimer is a vocal opponent of the plan to raise money for transit improvements in New York. That is by charging drivers a fee to drive south of 60th Street in Manhattan. He even rattled off a list of advantages, folks. About $20,000 a year in saved commuting costs if you stay in New Jersey, he says. More quality time with family. And then he went for the jab. Better pizza, he says. Oh, playing dirty. Back in a moment. When's news time? 2:09. Well, more coming out now about that fatal shooting in Queens yesterday involving the mother of a cop. Carol DeOria talked to the husband of the victim.
The alleged shooter is Giuseppe Canzani. He is charged with murder and possession of a loaded gun. David Aguilar, the husband of the victim, passed by the home on 109th Avenue, and he was crying as he spoke about his wife, 51-year-old Anna Torres.
Everybody loves my wife. My wife does no wrong to nobody. She's always helping people.
But sources tell 1010 Winds the alleged shooter was a client of Torres. She was a fortune teller and ran a business out of the house where she read tarot cards. The source says the shooter and the victim had a dispute that involved that business. At any rate, Aguilar said the shooter shattered his world.
She don't deserve that. I wish it was me and not her.
Carol DeOria, 1010 Winds in Ozone Park, Queens.
That is just heartbreaking. Police say Giuseppe took off in a black Chevy Traverse, but within an hour turned himself in at a nearby precinct. Democrats don't want former Governor Cuomo to run against current Governor Hochul in a primary, but if Mr. Cuomo decides to run as an independent, he could siphon off enough votes, they say, that a Republican could get into the governor's mansion. A new Emerson College poll done with The Hill and Pix 11 shows an hypothetical matchup. Cuomo would get 16% of the vote, and the Democratic and Republican candidates would get 33% each, with more than 17% of voters still unsure either candidate could win. Right now, Governor Hochul holds a 33-point lead in the Democratic primary. Lee Zeldin holds an 8-point lead in the GOP race. And the term incorrigible, has been banned from sections of New York's education law. Governor Hochul signed that legislation today to remove the word, which has been called racist and sexist. Incorrigible has historically been used to describe girls of color or behavior not considered feminine. The new law extends protections to students for profit and proprietary colleges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.